That's going to do it for the women's portion of our broadcast today. Let's jump into the men's contest. The Dort College Defenders and Doan Tigers, a couple of the teams that, boy, they're feeling like they've been right there but have been unable to turn the corner. The Dort College men are 6-8 this season, 0-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're looking for their first win since a 62-60 win over Northwestern Ohio 1 week ago today. Pardon me, 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago yesterday. Getting everything messed up. Dort is getting outscored, or has been outscoring teams 86.4 to 81.2. They hold a 42 to 35.6 rebounding advantage. The defenders make nearly 47% of their field goals, but allow teams to convert 45.2% of their shots. Dalton Franken leads the defenders with a 19 points per game average and 7.5 rebounds and has 13 steals. Alec Henriksen averages 13.5 points per game, but sat out Wednesday with an injury. He is not in uniform today either. Leighton Sampson's scoring average is up to 11.0. He is making nearly 55% of his field goals. Marcus Winterfeld's scoring average is 8.1. Taylor Feenstra has a 7.7 points per game average. He has also missed the last two games with injury. He will not play today either. Alex Terpstra scores 7.6 points per game. Andrew O'Donnell's average is 7.1. O'Donnell's rebounding average is 5.2. He leads the team with 49 assists this season. For the Tigers, they're 8-7 this season, 1-4 in the GPAC. Doan started the year with a 5-1 record and have lost three games in a row twice. The first stretch was from November 11th through the 19th, and again, November 30th through December 7th. Tigers are currently on a three-game losing slide with losses to Hastings, Briarcliff 83-59 and 83-73. And they lost to Dakota Wesleyan on a buzzer beater, 76-75, on Wednesday. Tigers have outscored teams 80-78.1. They've been out-rebounded 37.3-34.7. Doan converts 46% of its field goals. They allow teams to make 44.7. Nate Keel is scoring 15.6 points per game. He has a 7.4 rebounds per contest average. Keel is making 62.5% of his field goal attempts and has 26 blocked shots. Michael Zuhl is scoring 13.8 points per game, and he's made 44.2% of his three-pointers. Chase Stone and Riley Zimmerman add 10.3 and 10.1 points per game, respectively. Zimmerman has handed out, grabbed 4.9 rebounds per game. Dakota Wesleyan beat Doan in men's play in a last-second shot on December 7. Doan trailed 40-37 at halftime. They were led by Cool with 16. He also had 7 rebounds and 2 assists. Zimmerman added 16 points and 11 rebounds. Zuhl had 13 points and 8 assists. Doan was 29 of 60 from the field, 10 of 18 from the three-point line, converted just 7 of 8 free throws, though. Wesleyan was 11 of 15 from the free-throw line, and the two teams had just 11 turnovers combined. Dort lost to Midland 87-83 Wednesday night. Dort was down 15 at halftime, then made a late charge, got within 3 points late. Dalton Franken scored 30 and took in 9 rebounds. Sampson scored 22 points. O'Donnell had 11 points and 6 rebounds with 4 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Take a look at your starting lineups for today's basketball game. Let's begin with the Doan College Tigers. They will start number 2, Chase Stone, a 6'2 junior from Monument, Colorado, averaging 10.4 points per game. Number 3 is Michael Zuhl, a 6-foot senior from Queens, New York, averaging 13.9 points per game. Reed Williams is a 6'3 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 7.4 points per outing. Number 20 is a 6'3 junior from Beatrice, Nebraska, Riley Zimmerman. He tosses in 9.2 points per game. And Nate Keel is a 6'7 senior from Tecumseh, Nebraska, averaging 15.6 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, it'll be Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8.1 points per game. Number 5 is Chad Barkham, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 3.9 points per game. Chandler Brunsting is a 6'1 freshman from Hull, Iowa, averaging 2.4 points per contest. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, averaging 19 points per game. And number 43 is Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 junior from Worthington, averaging 11 points per game. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, 7.1 points per game. Alex Terpster, number 13, a 6'4 senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, We'll also see Josh Van Langen, a 6'6 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 4.2 points per game. And Danny Voss wears number 23. He's a 6-foot senior from Ripon, California. He might see some playing time today as well. Taylor Feenstra and Alec Henriksen out. Henriksen for the second straight game. And for Feenstra, he has been out now, I believe, three games. We are underway with basketball. Opening tap controlled by Keel, and the Doan College Tigers control it. Chase Stone chases it into the backcourt. He passes over to Zuhl. Zuhl gives it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Now Keel dumps it off underneath. Two-point basket is good for Riley Zimmerman. Riley Zimmerman with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken drives in with the right hand, scoops it up. Good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket, and we're tied 2-2. Up the floor with the basketball, Doan, Reed Williams. Williams passes it off to Chase Stone. Stone gives it up to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, Zuhl. Zuhl with the basketball working against Brunsting. He kicks it off left side. Three-pointer on the way for Williams. Williams buries it. Reed Williams with the three-point bucket, and it's a 5-2 contest. Down to the baseline is Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is fouled on the play. Reed Williams commits the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number one on the Tigers as well. Tigers in their white jerseys with the big orange numbers on the front and back. Those look like 12-inch numbers. Easy for me to see. Pass goes to Franken. Franken, jumper, top of the key. No good. Rebound cleared by the Doan Tigers. Tigers with the basketball. Driving in is Zuhl. Zuhl tests the waters. Layup with the right hand. Too deep. No good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema gets it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the right wing. Passes into the corner to Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld down low it goes to Sampson. Sampson, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Mike Zuhl. Zuhl with it. Zuhl passes left side Zimmerman. Zimmerman to Keel. They bring the double team. Dort College employing a similar game plan defensively, at least to start, as what they had against the Midland Warriors, and a push called underneath against the Doan Tigers and Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman whistled for the push underneath. It will be Dort College basketball. Bringing the basketball up will be Brunsting. Brunsting takes it across half court. Chandler passes right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it at the top of the key. Winterfeld looking cross court goes to Brunsting. Brunsting trying to feed it underneath to Sampson. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Doan basketball, length of the floor to go. 18:05 remaining, first half. Doan leads it 5-2. Zuhl with the basketball, brings it up, working against Brunsting. They run a pick and roll, they pass it off to Keel. Dort College recovers, kick out pass, Stone, three, good. 8-2 our score, Doan in front by six. Pass goes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it down low, Sampson. Sampson. Nothing there. He picks up his dribble. Throws it to no one in particular. Barkema chases it. And the ball goes into the backcourt. And Van Lingen's going to check into the contest. And Sampson will check out. So Leighton Sampson checks out of the ball game. And Zuhl will bring it up for the Tigers. So Dort College now four freshmen on the floor. Pass goes left side, Keel. Keel with the basketball. Keel reverses it over the top. Round the horn they go back over to Zuhl, and Zuhl travels with it. Gives the basketball back to the Dort College defenders on the turnover. Zuhl a little bit too quick with that move. Didn't get the ball on the floor before he drove to the basket. Chandler Brunsting brings it up for the Dort College defenders. So Dalton Franken is the old man of the bunch on the floor for the defenders right now. They drop it off to Franken. Franken turn around baseline, good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. Dort College trails 8-4. 8-4 our score. Doan basketball comes out front to Williams. Williams driving down to the baseline, cut off by Winterfeld. Zuhl. Zuhl gives it up. Stone. Stone. Keel. Keel back over to Stone. Stone down to the baseline. Stone squares up. His 15-footer left baseline is good. Chase Stone makes it 10-4. Doan in front. They feed it to Franken. Franken thought about the turnaround. Instead, he goes into the lane. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Tigers. And Reed Williams has just picked up his second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored and services, investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Franken makes both free throws, but a blocking foul called on Josh Van Langen on the other end as Doan presses the issue. Franken now with all 6 points for the defenders. Dort College trails 10-6. Doan will inbound the basketball underneath the basket. They get it thrown in left side. Tigers give it to Keel. Keel in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound is controlled by Van Langen. Van Langen over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the front court. Winterfeld looking down low, gets it to Franken. Franken turnaround from 12, good. Dalton Franken with 8 points, and the defenders trail 10-8. 10-8 our score. Doan basketball. Mike Zuhl with it. Zuhl with it on the wing. Zuhl guarded there by Brunsting, and Brunsting is going to be called for a hold on the perimeter. Terpstra checks in. Barkema checks out. That's foul number one on Chandler Brunsting, the 6'1 freshman from Hull, Iowa. Inbounding the basketball will be Chase Stone for the Tigers. Just in front of the Dort College coaching staff on the sideline. They pass it off to Quinn Connor. Connor just checked in for the Tigers. O'Donnell will be checking in here momentarily. Pass goes to Zimmerman. Zimmerman over the basketball. Gives it up. Zuhl. Zuhl back out to Zimmerman. Zimmerman three. Good. Riley Zimmerman with five. He averages 9.2 points per game. The defenders trail 13-8. Franken comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the right elbow. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Might have traveled. Gets it away. Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it off left side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Franken. Franken well beyond the three-point line. Drops it off inside to Van Langen. Van Langen. Moves with the right hand, gets it around Keel, and Josh Van Langen with a two-point bucket. It's 13-10, Dort College down by three. Doan basketball, Chase Stone. Stone, they fake the handoff to him. Keeping it as Connor. Connor's basket, right hand, good. Quinn Connor with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 15-10. Dalton Franken pull up three, left side, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball, Zuhl. We're 5 minutes into this one. Doan leading Dort College 15-10. Driving in, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld up the floor. Marcus goes right side back over to Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken hook shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan and Keel. Well, Dort College needs to find another offensive threat other than Dalton Franken right now. Franken with 8 of Dort College's 10 points. 14-17 remaining here in the first half. Pass goes to Zuhl. Zuhl drives in, and Zuhl initiates the contact, gets the shot to go. No foul call, and Van Langen tried to hold his ground. It's 17-10. Top of the key three by Winterfeld, and Winterfeld knocks down an open three. Defenders trail 17-13. 17-13 our score. Dort College down by four. Right now, neither defense taking over by any stretch. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. Go right side over to Connor. Connor gives it up to Stone. Stone out front. Stone gets a pick. Dribbles down to the left side. Keel will give it back to Stone. Stone off the screen. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the front court for the defenders. Marcus with it. Gets it back to Franken. Franken left side Brunsting. Brunsting Terpstra. They face guard him as soon as he gets it. A hand right in the face. Winterfeld three. No good. Long rebound though. Van Langen. Van Langen back over to Brunsting. Brunsting. Franken. Franken top of the key three. No good. And a tap out attempt by Winterfeld. He's going to be called for a push. And it will be Doan basketball. So Doan with the basketball. Doan College with the basketball after Dort College committed a foul on the rebound attempt. Zuhl with it. Mike Zuhl, a 6-foot senior from Queens, New York. Pass goes left side. 17-footer is up and down. Knocking down the two-point basket for the Tigers was Lord Aka. And now we've got a foul in the backcourt, or in the front court, as Dort College turned it over. Did not expect to see Akai, a 6'6 junior from Houston, Texas. We'll get the particulars on him here. Doan basketball pass goes left side over to Connor Long. Long with it. Long gives it up. This is Wilson, David Wilson, driving in, and we've got a travel called against Quinn Connor. Well, Akka did not play against Dakota Wesleyan, I don't think. He is averaging 3.6 points per game, actually has pretty consistent numbers. He's played in 13 out of 14 games for Doan so far. O'Donnell crashing the boards, and he is pushed from behind. And the defenders trail by 6, 19-13. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Down at what I think is the west end of the Haddox Center. Throwing the ball in will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it in. Sampson. Layton up over the glass. Good. Layton Sampson. There's your 1,000th and 1,001 points. Driving back the other way and a charging foul as Terpstra sets up to take the charge by the Doan Tigers' David Wilson. Wave off the basket and the Dort College defenders get the ball back, trailing 19-15. 19-15, our score. Doan's Ian McKeithen over on the Doan sideline. Asking for an explanation from the officials. They go to Barkema. Barkema on the right wing. Barkema, left side pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up, Sampson. Sampson against Keel. Sampson, right-handed hook shot in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan coming up with the basketball, Zuhl. Zuhl passes right side over to Long. Long with the layup, good. Connor Long with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 21-15. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, trying to pass it off to Sampson. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Doan. Doan up and running. They pass it into the front court. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Terpstra. Terpstra comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Cross court pass to Barkema. Barkema with the left hand. Good. Chad Barkema with a 2-point basket. It's 21-17. Dort College trailing by 4. 11-13 remaining in this first half. Pass to Keel. Keel guarded by Barkema. Comes back left side over to Long. Long to Zuhl. Ball is tipped out of bounds, last touched by Zuhl. It'll be Dort College. I beg your pardon, last touched by O'Donnell. He got a hand on it, and Zuhl goes out of bounds, and it goes out of bounds. Chase Stone to throw it in. And in pounding the basketball is Quinn Connor. Pass goes right side down low. Keel. Shot on the way is up and good. A 3-point basket for Akka. He's got 5. And the defenders trail 24-17. Brunsting with the basketball on the wing. Had a man open. Finds O'Donnell. O'Donnell kick out pass. Winterfeld. Winterfeld. Brunsting. Brunsting with it on the right side. Brunsting back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right wing. 8 to shoot. Now 7. They feed Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson in the lane. His shot is good. Leighton Sampson with 4. Dort College trails 24-19. 24-19 the score. Doan basketball up by 5 as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Sampson with a steal driving in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Leighton Sampson with a steal and a bucket. Dort College trails by 3. 24-21. Doan basketball. Connor Long. Connor Long. They pass it out front to Chase Stone. Stone down to the baseline. Stone cut off. Ball deflected out, taken by Terpster. Feeds Brunsting. Brunsting with it at the top of the key. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries to pass it down low. It's taken away by Aka. Aka with the basketball gives it up long. Long driving the lane, picks up the dribble, passes back over to Keel. Keel to Stone. Stone, left side. This is Connors, 15 to shoot. Lord Aka with it. He passes it back over to Connor. And the ball is taken away by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is held on the play, and Connor is going to be called for the personal foul. Sampson, I beg your pardon, Franken's going to check into the ball game. Terpster checks out on the floor for the defenders right now. Brunsting, Sampson, Franken, O'Donnell, and Winterfeld. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, left side, it goes to Sampson. Sampson trying to make it a one-point ball game, and it's off the mark, no good. Tap-in attempt by Winterfeld, no good. And here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball, Zuhl. Zuhl stops, pops, 17-footer, good. And now they're going to call a foul on the rebound as well. Zuhl with the two-point basket. And the foul is going to go on Layton. Layton picks up the personal on the rebound. With the shot in the air. And the Doan College Tigers have the basketball. Out front with it is Stone. Stone gets the return pass. Now Zuhl. Doan trying to stretch out what is now a five-point lead. Riley Zimmerman on the left side. Zimmerman driving baseline. Zimmerman cut off. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Zimmerman with seven. Doan College trails 28 to 21. That turns into a four-point possession for the Tigers. O'Donnell driving in, right-hand layup, good. Andrew O'Donnell with his first basket today, and the North College defenders coming back the other way on defense now. Pass goes left side, Zimmerman. Zimmerman feeds it to Zuhl. Zuhl with the basketball. Zuhl, they go over to Keel. Keel dumps it into the right corner. Three-pointer is up, and that one's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Frank, and North College trails 28-23. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. O'Donnell to Brunsting. Brunsting. Now Franken. Franken looking down low. Instead they go Winterfeld. Winterfeld inside to Sampson. Sampson just inside the free throw line. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan and Zuhl. Zuhl into the front court. Zuhl, crossover move, and he is fouled before he can get the shot off.
Doan foul number one, Andrew O'Donnell. First personal foul, 16 foul. Josh Van Lingen and Chad Barkeman for Dort.
So Barkeman and Van Lingen check in for the defenders. Pass goes into Keel. Keel gives it up Connor. Connor over to Stone. Stone to Zuhl. Zuhl guarded there by Chandler Brunsting. They switch. This is Connor. Connor gets it into the corner. Stone. Stone, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Chandler Brunsting with it, and a foul called on the play against Mike Zuhl. Zuhl whistled for his first personal. That is team foul number seven on the Tigers. Chandler Brunsting will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot to a one-and-one opportunity here. Brunsting inserted into the starting lineup on Wednesday. Became out of necessity because of the injury to Alec Henriksen. Alec, again, not in action today. Second free throw off the mark, no good. So Brunsting, 3 of 4 this season, and the defenders trail 28-24. So three in a row by the defenders. Now they need to stop defensively. They pass it off to Keel. Keel guarded by Barkham on the switch. They feed it off. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket by Zimmerman. Zimmerman getting free inside. Zimmerman now with nine, and the defenders trail 30-24. Left side pass, Franken. Franken with the basketball drives the lane. Puts it up, partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Keel. Keel, the leading scorer and leading rebounder for the Stone College team. Keel starting to labor just a little bit. I'm not sure he's gotten a breather yet here in the first half. Pass comes right side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Zimmerman. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting gets it away. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken fading away from 15. It's no good. Rebound cleared by Doan and Quinn Connor. Connor with the basketball. Connor to Zimmerman. Zimmerman right side. Stone. Stone with the basketball. Three on the way is up and good. Quinn Connor with the three-point basket, and the Doan Tigers have opened up a 33-24 advantage. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side. Andrew O'Donnell gives it up to Barkema. Barkema to Brunsting. Brunsting to Van Langen. Van Langen working his way into the lane. Franken. Franken straight on jumper. Good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got eight, and the defenders trail 33. Beg your pardon, he's got 10. Defenders trail 33-26. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Mike Zuhl with a basketball on the backcourt for the Tigers. Dort College called that timeout after trimming the lead back to 7. 5:39 and counting. First half. Doan basketball, Zuhl. Zuhl, the 6-foot senior, running the point guard for the Tigers. And for Coach Ian McKeithen, McKeithen in his first year as head coach for the Doan Tigers. Pass goes left side. Two-pointer on the way for Aka. Lord Aka with a two-point bucket. He's got seven off of the bench, and the Doan Tigers extend the lead back to 9, 35-26. Terpstra, Franken, Franken back to Terp. Terp, long three, good. Needed that one. Alex Terpstra with a three-pointer. He was a good stride behind the three-point line, and the defenders trail 35-29. 5 minutes remaining in this first half. Stone with the basketball. Dort College showing zone, I believe. Well, nope, no. It flattens out into a man, so either they're disguising it well. They pass it inside to Aka. Akka's shot is blocked by Winterfeld, but a foul called on Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for his second personal. And free throws from here on out for both teams. Both teams will be in at least the bonus. This will be a two free throw situation for Aka. Lord Aka, this season, nine of 15 from the free throw line. 60% free throw shooter. He knocks the first one down. Today's broadcast made possible by a variety of businesses across Northwest Iowa. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. And a foul called on the cut. That's going to go against Dort College and Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for his first personal. And Coach Ross Dalma not pleased with that call in the least. Pretty rare that you see one like that. It looked like Franken was on the cut, and there was a collision. There definitely was contact. And now foul called on Aka. Aka whistled for the personal, his first. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. So 1-1 opportunity here for Terpstra, trying to make it a 6-point ball game again with a couple of made free throws. First one is up, hangs on the rim and falls through. 4 points for Terpstra. Another one coming. So a second free throw on the way for Terpstra, the senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And Terpstra makes both free throws. He's got five. And the defenders come away with a 37-31 deficit. Now Terpstra tips it away on the long pass. Nearly had a breakaway. Ends up tapping it out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Well, Alex is animated on that foul call against Dalton Franken, as I've seen Alex in a while. Terpstra not happy at all with that call. Now Dort College picking up the defensive pressure a little bit. Let's see if they can get a little momentum going. And I believe we may have a question on the clock, and now we're going to have a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan will use a timeout. Back with more in a moment. 37-31, Doan basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. Doan basketball, Stone. Stone catches it, head fake, and then gets called for traveling as he failed to put the ball on the floor quickly enough. And the Dort College defenders trail by 6, 37-31. Barkema will inbound the basketball. Barkema gets it inbounded to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Brunsting on the right side. Chandler is fouled on the play by Mike Zuhl. Zuhl picks up his second. Chandler will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Brunsting, a 6'1 freshman from Hull. And with the injury to Alec Henriksen, has been inserted into the starting lineup. Had been getting most of his repetitions on the junior varsity level up to this point. A couple of 30-point-plus games. Obviously, the role changes when you move to the varsity team. Pass goes to Aka. Aka with the basketball, Zimmerman. Zimmerman, Zuhl, Zuhl, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound to... Well, that was Brunsting. Brunsting had a hand on it, tried to save it in, but Sampson was unable to hang on to it. Ball ends up out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It will be Doan basketball, 37-31, Doan leading by six. Pass comes in, Keel. Keel gives it up to Connor. Connor with the basketball, Zuhl. Zuhl guarded there by Brunsting. Now Keel. Keel at the free throw line. Keel gives it up, Stone. Stone, right side, Zuhl. Zuhl tosses it down low. Trying to post up as Connor. Connor's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Dalton with the basketball. Dalton straight up the floor. Bounce pass to Sampson. Sampson shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound cleared out by the Doan College Tigers. Doan with the basketball. Zuhl. Dort College has had some opportunities here. They haven't capitalized. Shot is blocked by Sampson. Out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Shot attempt by Zimmerman that time, and Sampson coming out on the recovery. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Connor Long toss it in. He's left side of the lane as we face the hoop about 17 feet out. Pass comes too long. Long goes into the corner. Zimmerman. Zimmerman reverse layup. Tough move. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Right side Franken. Franken on the fly. Nothing there. Rolls it back outside for Brunsting. Brunsting, Barkema, Barkema, Sampson. Sampson is fouled on the play by Keel. Keel is whistled for the personal foul. That's Nate Keel's first. And free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. And Sampson, a couple of free throws on the way for Sampson. Sampson now with 1,005 career points. He entered play today with 999. First free throw off the mark, no good. Sampson, under 50% for the season from the free throw line. That's been a sore spot for the defenders to deal with most of the season. They've got a couple of guys who can get to the free throw line but haven't been converting as regularly as you would like. Sampson makes one of two, and the defenders trail 37-32. Doan basketball, right side, Stone. Chase Stone hands it back over to Connor Long. Long with the basketball. Connor Long with it on the right wing. Long at the top of the key. Dort College matching up on the perimeter. Comes back to Long. Long at the top of the key. Here's Stone. Stone, Long, Long. Four to shoot. Now three. Puts it up in traffic, and he's called for traveling. 37-32. Dort College down five. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Brunsting. Brunsting takes it across half court. Brunsting passes to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema puts it on the floor one time. Double team. Fires it back over to Sampson. Sampson right elbow. Comes back over to Franken. Franken looking. Nothing there. Brunsting. 10 to shoot. Barkema puts it on the floor down to the baseline, and he is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Riley Zimmerman. That's number two on him. Barkema will go to the free throw line, and Chad will shoot two free throws. He's averaging 3.9 points per contest.
Two shots
for number five, Chad Barkema. So Chad Barkema, the freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Two free throws coming. First one on the way for the righty is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Barkema with 3 points. Trying to trim this down to a three-point contest. Second free throw by Barkema is up and good. So Barkema knocks them both down. He's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 37-34. 37-34, our score. Pass goes left side, Keel. Keel gives it up over to Long. Long over the basketball. Long comes back over to Stone. Stone, high post to Connor. And a foul called against the defenders and Dalton Franken. Dalton picks up his second. Did not see where that one came. It came on the help defense, I believe. And Nate Keel will go to the free throw line. So 1-1 opportunity here coming for Nate Keel. It's a three-point ball game, 37-34. So some better defense played by Dort College here in the last 10 minutes or so on the clock. They had given up 15 points just 5 minutes into the contest. That does not translate into success typically. Since that point, Dort College has limited Doan to 23 points and have cut it down to a 38-34 contest with Keel making both free throws, and it's back to 39-34. So first points of the day for Nate Keel. Dort College succeeding in making some other players score. They are Lord Aka with 8, and Riley Zimmerman with 9 unofficially. Dort College down 5. With it is Brunsting. Brunsting, Sampson. Sampson in traffic, off the glass, no good. Keel got a piece of it. Keel with the rebound. Here comes Doan back the other way. Connor Long. Long gives it up. Pass back to Keel. Keel lost it. And the foul is going to go on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his first personal foul. Eddie Austin. Eddie Austin in the ballgame now for Doan. And free throws on the way for Nate Keel. Keel 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So Keel will shoot a couple of free throws. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. Free throws up by Keel and good. 3-for-3 from the free throw line is Keel. And Doan threatening to stretch this back to 7. Second free throw on the way by Keel is up and good. So Keel makes it 41-34, and the Doan Tigers will call the timeout. Doan leading 41-34, 1:14 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. 41-34, the Doan Tigers leading Dort College by 7. Chad Barkema will throw the ball in for the defenders. Andrew O'Donnell will bring it up. 1:12 and counting first half. Right side it goes to Brunsting. Brunsting wheels it over left side to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra gives it up to Sampson. Sampson's shot is up, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Nate Keel. Keel whistled for his second personal foul. Layton Sampson will go to the free throw line where he is 1-for-2 today. So Layton Sampson goes to the free throw line with 7 points. Trying for his 8th and 9th here, trying to cut the lead down. It's 41-34 currently. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw coming here for Layton Sampson. 41-35 our score. Second free throw for the 6'5 junior from Worthington, Minnesota. Southwest Christian Prep. That one's up and through as well. So Sampson now with a couple of free throws. It's 41-36. Doan down by five. And the Dort College defenders will extend the defense. Right side pass goes to Eddie Austin. Austin driving in, right-handed layup. Missed it, and a charging foul called on Austin. Setting up outside the charge ring was Alex Terpstra. And Terpstra sets up and takes the charge, and Eddie Austin charged with the offensive foul and the turnover. O'Donnell brings it up. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in. His floater off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Acosta, stolen back by O'Donnell. O'Donnell off of the glass, good. Andrew O'Donnell with the steal and the lay-in. Dort College trails by three, 41-38. 3 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Doan basketball, Connor Long. Long with the basketball. Long comes back right side over to Eddie Austin. Eddie Austin setting the offense. Now 10 to shoot. They go to Aka. Aka working against Sampson. And Layton's going to be called for the personal, his second. Aka will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 9.8 seconds remaining in the first half. So Aka unofficially with 8 first half points, shooting 2 free throws here. This one's up and good. He's got another one coming, 42-38. Barkema is out. Also checking out is Sampson. Terpstra, Franken, Brunsting, Winterfeld, O'Donnell on the floor for the defenders. Second free throw by Aka is up, and that one's good as well. So Aka makes them both. He's got 10, and it's a 5-point ball game, 43-38. North College in all likelihood will get the last shot of the first half. Winterfeld gets it inbounded to O'Donnell across half court. 6 seconds, now 5. He's on the left wing, 4 seconds. O'Donnell gets to the hoop, layup no good. And the rebound cleared by Doan, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Doan 43, Dort College 38. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. The Dort College defenders trailing Doan at halftime, 43-38 this afternoon. The Dort College defenders scored the first 2 points of the contest. I beg your pardon, they tied it at 2. I was reading the wrong side. And then Doan took the lead for the rest of the half, getting up by as many as 9, 33-24. And they were still up 9 at 35-26. Dort College eventually cut the lead down to 37-34. And the defenders trail by 5 at halftime, 43-38. And the defenders really some golden opportunities in the last couple of minutes. Otherwise, this is a closer game than the 5-point difference, but that's where we are right now. The Dort College defenders, 13 of 30 from the floor, 43%, 2 for 6 on threes, 33%, 10 for 13 on free throws, 77%. Not bad numbers for the defenders. Probably the overall shooting percentage, just a shade lower than you would like. For the Doan Tigers, 15 of 28 from the floor, 54%. That's a little higher than you would like. 5 of 12 on three-pointers, 41.7%. And 8 of 8 on free throws. So far it's been Doan just simply shooting just a little bit better than Dort College in each category. The Tigers have an 18-14 rebounding edge. 11 turnovers by Doan, 6 by the defenders. Dalton Franken has 10 points to lead the defenders. He scored Dort College's first 6 points. Might have even been the first 8. 9 points for Layton Sampson. He got a bucket early in the game to go over 1,000 career points. He now has 1,008. 5 for Alex Terpstra. 4 for Andrew O'Donnell. 4 for Chad Barkema. 3 for Marcus Winterfeld. 1 for Chandler Brunsting. 2 for Josh Van Langen for their total of 38 points. For the Doan Tigers, Lord Aka with 11 points. 9 for Riley Zimmerman. 5 for Chase Stone. Mike Zuhl has 4. 3 for Reed Williams. 4 for Nate Keel. 2 for Connor Long. 5 for Quinn Connor. Rebounds, Marcus Winterfeld and Chandler Brunsting with 3 each. For the Doan Tigers, Nate Keel with 6. Quinn Connor with 3. Riley Zimmerman with 3. Nate Keel has 3 assists. Mike Zuhl has 2. For the defenders, 2 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Josh Van Langen. 2 steals each for O'Donnell and Terpstra. 2 steals for Lord Aka. 43-38, our halftime score. Dort College trails the Doan Tigers in GPAC men's basketball play. Let's take another break and be back with more in a moment. We are at halftime. The Dort College Defenders trailing the Doan Tigers by 43-38 margin. Checking in on the other scores from around the conference. Most of them at or near halftime. It is Northwestern leading Concordia narrowly at the half, 48-46, or it's near halftime. Briarcliff over Midland and Fremont, 36-29. Doan up by 5 on Dort, 43-38. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan, not sure if we have any score on that. Yes, we do. Hastings, 38-31. Hastings team, I think they're going to be a little better than people anticipated, and we'll see what they do here this afternoon at home against Dakota Wesleyan. Men's basketball play entering today. Northwestern 6-0, Dakota Wesleyan 5-1, Midland 3-1. Morningside and Briarcliff are both 3-2. Hastings is 3-2, Concordia is 2-4, Doan 1-4, Dort 0-5, Mount Marty is 0-5. Earlier today in women's basketball, the Defender women fall to Doan 73-59. Hastings a winner over Dakota Wesleyan 65-62. It was Midland over Briarcliff, 57-53. Concordia, 91-44 winner over Northwestern. Morningside over the College of St. Mary, 101-73. The women's basketball race starting to take shape. Now keep in mind that they play 22 conference games with the College of St. Mary in the conference. Beg your pardon, 20 conference games on the women's side of things. Still dealing off of those numbers from last year. Sometimes those get planted so deeply in your head it gets hard to get rid of them. It'll be a 20-game conference schedule, and we've got 8 games finished for some teams. Some teams only have 6 or 7 in at this point. Concordia's 8-0. They're a game and a half clear of Hastings, who is 6-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 5-2 in women's play. Briarcliff is 4-3. Midland, Morningside, and Doan are all 3-3. Northwestern is 3-5. Mount Marty's 2-4, Dort is 0-6, College of St. Mary is 0-7. On the schedule for this week, December the 15th, Doan is at Mount Marty. December the 16th, Concordia is at Dort. Midland is at Morningside. That's Friday night. And Saturday afternoon of next week, College of St. Mary is at Dakota Wesleyan as teams wrap up pre-Christmas conference basketball this week. We'll pick things up again. I believe it'll be January 4. Does that work out? The Wednesday following New Year's Day, we'll be back into conference play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College with the basketball as we begin the second half of play. Pass comes in to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting brings it up against Zuhl. And Brunsting picks up his dribble, passes high post to Sampson. Sampson, 17 feet from the basket, passes it underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld spins in the lane, his shot no good. But Marcus is fouled on the play. It's going to be either on Keel or Zimmerman. And that's going to be number 3 on Nate Keel. Marcus Winterfeld will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2 free throws. Winterfeld, a 64% free throw shooter coming into the contest. And the first free throw on the way for Winterfeld is up and good. Another one on the way as he tries to cut it down to 3. Winterfeld now with 4 points, the 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center. Another free throw on the way for Winterfeld. And this one's up, in and out, no good. Overall, Dort College has shot their free throws well today, but you definitely remember the misses. Zuhl over the basketball, Dort College showing a matchup zone. They pass it underneath. Shot is up, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld up the floor with the right hand, picks up his dribble, hands it back over to Barkema. Barkema with the ball. Dort College starting 3 freshmen, both in the contest and here in the second half. Barkema tries to come around the left edge, and he dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It is Doan basketball. Doan bringing it up, Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman back to Zuhl. Ball deflected out, picked up by Doan. Keel staying on the floor with 3 personal fouls. Coach Ian McKeithen letting it ride for the time being. They pass it down low to Keel. Keel puts it up. His shot off of the glass is good. He's got 5. 45-39. Doan back up by 6. Winterfeld left side. to Sampson. Sampson, Barkema, trying to cross over. Fading away from 10 off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Doan. Doan basketball, up and running is Zimmerman. Zimmerman back over to Stone. Stone at the free throw line. 3-point, top of the key, off the heel, no good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema lets traffic clear. He gets it ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away, Barkema. Barkema into the lane. Now Franken. Franken, turn around from 12, in and out, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Doan. Doan over to Zuhl. Zuhl over the basketball. Zuhl gets around Barkema. Cut off there by Sampson. Tries it again. Passes down to the baseline. Nothing there. Gets it back to Keel. Keel to Zuhl. Zuhl back to Keel. Keel in the lane. Loses it. Picks it back up. Little jump hook from 10. No good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld on the right wing. He tries to lob it down low, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan on the turnover. Dort College wants to show pressure defense. Pass comes left side, back over to Zimmerman. And a foul on the play called against Dort as Doan was able to break the pressure defense. That's going to go on at Leighton Sampson. Sampson picks up his third personal foul. But Langen's going to check back into the game. So free throws on the way for Reed Williams. Williams makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Williams now with 4 points, averaging 7.4 points per game. The defenders trail 46-39. With another free throw coming, Doan is led by as many as 9 today. Dort College has cut the lead down to as few as 3. And we settle back at 8 right now, 47-39. Dort College down 8, a little bit of foul trouble for the defenders. Sampson checks out of the ballgame. Van Langen is in. Dort College with 4 freshmen on the floor again. They went for a period of time with this lineup in the first half. Doan off and running after the missed shot by Franken. Rebound deflected by Barkema. Controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan gives it up. Zuhl. Zuhl on the left wing. Zuhl comes back over to Stone. Stone with it. Stone gives it up. Williams. Left side. Nobody covers the three-point shooter. Rebound cleared by Dort College as Franken takes it away. On the miss, baseline three-point shot. Franken driving in. His shot off balance. No good. Rebound controlled by Keel. Keel with the basketball. Outlets over to Stone. Stone with it. 16:50 remaining first half in the ballgame. Zuhl passes back right side over to Stone. Stone to Zuhl. Mike Zuhl nearly throws it away. Coming up with it is Reed Williams. Williams back to Zuhl. Zuhl into the corner. Stone. Stone. Zuhl. Zuhl hesitates. Drives. Ball's deflected. Taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting drives the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Chandler Brunsting with 3 points. And the defenders trail 47-41 with a free throw on the way for the freshman from home. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Brunsting makes the free throw. He's now 2-for-5 from the free throw line. Dort College trails by 5, 47-42. Left side pass, Zuhl. Ball deflected by O'Donnell. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Dort College just a little bit short on a couple of plays. So close to retrieving that basketball. Ball comes in. Doan College basketball. Chase Stone in between the circles out front. Stone passes over to Zuhl. Zuhl to Zimmerman. Zimmerman to Keel. Keel working against Van Langen. Turnaround by Keel in the lane is good. Well, Keel's going to have the veteran advantage there. Freshman against a senior. Andrew O'Donnell drives the length of the court. He gets the 2-point basket to go. He's got 6, and the defenders trail 49-44. So Dort College answers with a basket. Stone, 3-pointer, corner, good. Chase Stone with 8. Dort College trails 52-44. Dort basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up right side, Brunsting. Brunsting to Franken. Franken tries to step back instead, posting up as Barkema. Barkema turn around in the lane, good. Chad Barkema with 6 points. Dort College trails 52-46. Dort College trying to press the tempo. They don't have the depth to do this a lot, though. Here's O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Brunsting. Brunsting drives in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Chandler Brunsting finishing at the rim. He's got 6, 5 in the second half, and the defenders are back to within 4, 52-48. Doan basketball. They get through the press that time. Pass right side, Stone. Stone, 3, good. Chase Stone, the transition 3. He's got 11, and the Dort College defenders trail 55-48. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Zuhl. Zuhl driving in, shovels it outside. Stone, another 3, and he hit it. 3 threes for Stone. He's got 14, and it's back to a 10-point ball game. 58-48, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Doan Tigers. With 14:34 remaining in this contest, Dort College is forced to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Doan by 10. Wasn't that long ago. It was down to a 4-point ball game. As it is, the Doan College Tigers have stretched it out to 10 in large part with Chase Stone heating up. 3 threes on 3 straight possessions. And the defenders forced to use a timeout that time. They get it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld posting up. His shot is good. Marcus Winterfeld with 6 points. And the defenders cut it down to a single-digit ball game again. 58-50 after it was 10 moments ago. The biggest lead of the night for Doan thus far. Doan with the basketball. They pass it right side. This is Stone. Stone with it on the right wing. Right elbow jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Van Langen. Van Langen over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell out front. Terpstra. Terpstra, 3. Off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan gives it up to Zuhl. Zuhl's pass in the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Van Langen on the transition. Dort College got a hand on it. So both teams with 4 timeouts remaining. Dort College with 1 foul called on them here in the first half. In the first 6:22 of the second half. Pass over the top. Doan controls it. This is Zimmerman. Zimmerman gives it off to Zuhl. Zuhl, left side. Zuhl gives it back over to Stone. Stone on the left wing. Stone gets it back, right side. Now Zuhl. Zuhl. Zuhl drives in, draws some contact, gets the shot to go. Mike Zuhl with 6 points, averaging 13.9 points per game. And the defenders trail 60-50. Winterfeld puts it up, shot partially blocked, but there for the putback is Van Langen. Van Langen with his 2nd field goal. It's a 4-point ball game. He's got 4. Dort College down 8. Ball's deflected by Barkema. Barkema ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with a right-handed layup. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a 2-point basket. He's got 8. Dort College trailing 60-54. Doan College with the basketball. Dort College with a steal on the back end. They get it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College going to a pressuring defense. It has given Doan some trouble. 3, no good by Winterfeld. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. And Mike Zuhl calls for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Doan breaks the pressure defense that time out of the timeout. Connor Long knocks down a 3, and the defenders trail by 9, 63-54. Left side pass with the basketball, Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline, cut off. Barkema tries to fire it out front. It's taken back by Doan. Doan off and running with the basketball, Chase Stone. Stone gives it up to Long. Long over the basketball on the right side. Gives it back over to Connor. Connor to Stone. Stone, right side. They get back over. Fire it out front. Chase Stone. Three, missed it, no good. Laura Cado with the rebound, and now foul called against the Dort College defenders on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his third personal, and Aka will pick himself up off of the ground. Substitutes checking in for both teams here. Will not be a free throw situation. Brunsting, Sampson, and Frank and all checking in. Doan will check in, a new player as well. Stone checks out. And Wilson is in. On the floor for the defenders, O'Donnell, Sampson, Brunsting, Franken, and Terpstra. Doan countering with the inbounder. That is number 24, Wyatt Simon. Wyatt Simon with a basketball out front. They pass it to Connor Long. Connor Long back outside to David Wilson. Lord Aka, the fifth player on the floor for the Tigers. He did not leave, as didn't have to stop play for him to gather himself, as he got called for a foul. Sampson tries to pass it off to Brunsting. Aka gets a hand on it. Brunsting lays out for it and tips it away. 63-54, our score. Connor Long will inbound. No, now it'll be Quinn Connor. Nope. Try it again. Wyatt Simon. Wyatt Simon checking it in. Wyatt Simon throws it in. Doan leading by 9 with 11 minutes remaining. Pass right side to David Wilson. Wilson gets the return pass. It comes back to Lord Aka. Lord Aka on the right elbow. Step back three by Aka, no good. And a foul called on the rebound. And the foul is going to go on Terpstra. Terpstra gets called for the personal, and Wyatt Simon got called for the foul. Simon was the player who got fouled by Terpstra. 10:35 and counting. Doan basketball, Simon. Simon on the left elbow. He hands it back off to Quinn Connor. A three-pointer off the mark, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College down 9. They've trailed by as many as 10 tonight. O'Donnell brings it across the timeline for Dort College. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up Franken. Franken to Brunsting. Brunsting on the wing. Back over to Terpstra. We've got a foul called away from the ball. And that foul is going to go on Lord Aka. Lord Aka whistled for his second personal. Dalton Franken will throw the ball in for the defenders. 63-54, Doan leading Dort College. Franken gets it inbounded to Terpstra. Terpstra picks up his dribble, comes back to Franken. Franken fading away from 10, no good, straight on. Rebound cleared by Doan and Wyatt Simon. Simon passes it up to David Wilson. Wilson back to Stone. Stone left elbow. Stone gives it up Wilson. Wilson back to Stone, 19 to shoot. Simon passes it back to Wilson. Wilson nearly stolen on the pass. Brunsting. Brunsting almost got a hand on it. Doan recovers. 9 to shoot. And a hand check's going to be called on Alex Terpstra. That's number 4 on Alex Terpstra. Marcus Winterfeld will check back into the game for Dort College. Terpstra checks out. And the Doan Tigers have the basketball. With it out front, that's Simon. Doan, a fresh 30 to work with. They pass it in to Keel. Keel, nothing there. Ball swiped away, taken back by Frank. And here comes Dort College down 9. Well, as poorly as it felt, has felt like Dort College has played at times today, they are still only down by 9 and still within striking distance. Missed shot by Sampson. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by a Doan player. It will be Dort College basketball. Franken to toss it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell muscles it up. Shot is good. Andrew O'Donnell stakes out some acreage underneath the basket. And he muscles it up and gets it off of the rim. And a foul called on Chandler Brunsting. Chandler Brunsting whistled for the personal foul, his second. Doan will inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Simon. Simon near the center jump circle. He'll angle off to the right now. Picks up his dribble, hands it off to Keel. Keel back to Simon. Simon, Stone. Stone, three, good. Chase Stone with four threes. He's got 17. And the defenders trail 66-56. Doan matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Sampson puts it up. It's good. Leighton Sampson had the first one blocked. He puts it back. He's got 11. Defenders trail 66-58. Doan averaging 80 points per ballgame. Dort College at 86 points per contest. Doan will start to work the clock, it appears. Taking a little more time. Keel back over to Stone. Stone, two-pointer from the elbow. No good. He lodges it in between the rim and the backboard. And the jump ball, it'll be an alternating possession. And it will be Doan basketball. And I believe in that case you do not get a shot clock reset. Oh, you... So they will reset the shot clock. Doan inbounding after that ball lodged in between the glass and the metal. Doan has it after the jump ball, and now tapping it away is Sampson. Sampson off of Keel's leg out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball down eight. So Dort College still managing to stay within striking distance, even though they have not been sharp today. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. O'Donnell, Winterfeld. Winterfeld left side, Brunsting. Brunsting back to Franken. Franken guarded out there by Quinn Connor. They give it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, his shot is good. Marcus Winterfeld spins into the lane. He's got 8 points. And the defenders trail 66-60. Pass into the front court. Doan up and running. They pass it off to Keel. Keel working against Sampson. Shot no good. Rebound Brunsting. Brunsting clears it. Dort College down six with 7:27 remaining. O'Donnell with the basketball. Spin move. Brunsting. Brunsting. Franken. Franken working against Keel. Franken. Shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Winterfeld, but he misses on the putback attempt. And the Doan College Tigers come away with it. Now Franken deflects it out. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College, down six. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Dort College tosses it into the backcourt. Coming up with it is Mike Zuhl. Zuhl across the half-court stripe. Zuhl setting the offense. He's got it on the right wing. His team leading by six. And we've got a reach-in foul called from behind on the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for his second personal foul. That's team foul number six against the defenders in this half. Zuhl to throw it in. Gets it in to Keel. Keel back over to Zuhl. Zuhl in the right corner, he'll back it out and set it up. Zuhl on the right wing. Passes left side over to Williams. Williams pulls it out, comes back over to Connor. Connor back to Williams. Williams shot no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Dort College a chance to cut the lead down from six. Winterfeld passes left side Franken. Franken, right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks up his dribble, tries to feed it to Winterfeld, and he's fouled on the play by Chase Stone. Stone whistled for the foul. Team foul number four on the Tigers. They've got two more to give before Dort College gets to the free throw line. So Dort College still some work to do. Pass comes out front for the basketball. They give it to Franken. Franken right side Brunsting. Brunsting looking for the pick and roll back to Franken. Franken looked like he might have gotten a step. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Doan and Quinn Connor. Connor with the basketball. 66-60. Doan in front by six. 6 minutes remaining in this contest. Pass goes over to Zuhl. Zuhl with it. Comes back over to Chase Stone. Stone. They feed it down low. Keel. Keel over the top of Sampson. His two-point basket is good. Nate Keel makes it a nine-point ball game. An eight-point ball game. He's got nine. Right side with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Brunsting. Brunsting with it on the wing. Back over to Franken. Franken at the top of the key. Feeds it underneath Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got 13. Dort College back to within six. 68-62. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to Doan.
Dort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders battling, and it's been a subpar day for the Dort College defenders, but they still find themselves in the fight, trailing 68-62. These are the kind of contests, if you want to turn a season around, that you've got to start winning, days when you aren't at your best. Can't rely on playing perfectly every day to get wins. Keel with a kickout pass goes over to Reed Williams. Williams pass stolen, taken by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the front court, gives it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball right side. O'Donnell looking, feeds it up front. Winterfeld, now Brunsting. Brunsting looking for Sampson. Comes back to Franken. Franken at the top of the key. This is Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the block. His shot off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Gives it up to Zuhl. Zuhl with it. Zuhl will walk it up. And Doan will continue to take a little time. Stone passes right side. Williams thought about the three. Now they go Connor. Connor gives it up. Keel. Keel against Sampson. Kick out pass. Connor. Connor. Three. Good. Second three of the day for Connor. He's got 8 points, and it's back to a 71-62 lead, a nine-point advantage for Doan. Into the lane is Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. They're going to call traveling first. And Ross Dahm has just been issued a technical foul, voicing his displeasure over that call. The one official raised his arm to call a foul. The other signaled travel. And the official that called the foul ends up issuing a technical foul to Ross Delma. Chase Stone will go to the free throw line. He will shoot free throws. This will be for the technical foul. This will be two free throws for Stone. Stone with 12 points in the second half, 17 for the ball game. Now 18 points for the ball game as he makes the first free throw. And he makes another one. 14 points. It's 73-62. Doan basketball. So now you go back to the point at which the game was, and this will be the inbounds play with the length of the floor in front of them coming after the travel violation. Doan College with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Mike Zuhl. Zuhl gets it in to Quinn Connor. So Doan, a three moments ago, and now answering with a couple of free throws, and now they can stretch it out. Zuhl, layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. 4 minutes to go. Dort College trailing by their largest deficit, 73-62. Franken with the basketball, and Franken is fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot. So Dort College will be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding will be Dalton Franken. So Franken to throw it in. Gets it into Sampson. Sampson, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Winterfeld comes back over to Franken. Franken to Sampson. Sampson in the lane. Layton puts it on the deck, and the Doan Tigers come in and swipe at it and take it away. Now O'Donnell trying to wreak some havoc on the perimeter, and the Doan Tigers withstand it. They give it up to Zuhl. Zuhl back over to Chase Stone. Stone backs it out near midcourt. Back to Zuhl. Zuhl gives it up Zimmerman. Zimmerman with the basketball at the free throw line. He gives it up to Keel, and Keel is blocked on the play, but a foul called, and Nate Keel will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. That's foul number four on Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets called for the foul on the help defense. And Nate Keel will try to extend the Doan lead. Dort College had it down to six with a basketball, unable to convert. Doan hit a three, and then a couple of free throws on a technical foul, and that's where we're at right now at 11, and Keel makes that one for 12. Nate Keel with 10 points, has over 1,100 for his career. Remember watching him as a freshman and sophomore, and if you had told me at that point he was going to have over 1,100 points in his career before Christmas of his senior season, I would have been shocked, and I would have given you an argument, but he has developed into a pretty good collegiate player. And Nate Keel now with 8 second-half points, 11 points for the ballgame. Dort College trails 75-62. Andrew O'Donnell driving the other way, gets the shot to go. He is fouled, and it's a chance for a 3-point play for Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 12 and a 13, with a chance at a 13th here. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Brunsting, O'Donnell, Barkema, Franken, and Winterfeld. 3:17 remaining. Dort College trying to cut it down to 10. And O'Donnell's free throw is strong, no good. 75-64. Doan in front by 11. 3:10 and counting. Pass comes across midcourt. Chase Stone. Stone gives it up. They shovel it off to Connor. Connor with a 2-point bucket. He's got 10. And the defenders trail again 77-64. Winterfeld, a pull-up three, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Connor. Connor to Zuhl. Zuhl gives it up. Chase Stone. Stone goes right side. Pass back over to Zuhl. Zuhl on the left wing, 2:40 remaining. Zuhl splits the defense. Wild shot, no good. And the rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives into lane, dumps it off for Barkema, and it goes off of a Doan player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 77-64. Leighton Sampson checks into the ballgame. Barkema checks out. And inbounding will be Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up Franken. Franken puts it up. His shot is good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the 3-point play opportunity. That's the first basket of the second half for Dalton. He's got 12 points and an opportunity at a 13th here. Sampson is out. Barkema is back in. So Franken will shoot one free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Franken makes the free throw. Franken, a pretty solid free throw shooter, 77%. And Mike Zuhl is fouled almost immediately, a 62% free throw shooter. He'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. 2:29 remaining. Leighton Sampson will check into the ballgame. Winterfeld checks in as well. Brunsting and Barkema check out. Well, for the Dort College defenders, this is not the lineup we anticipated to see shortly before Christmas. Taylor Feenstra and Alec Henriksen both injured right now. That has changed the complexion of the last week, week and a half, as the defenders trying to feel their way through this. Free throw by Zuhl is up and good. He's got another one coming. He's got 7 points. Another one on the way. 78-67. Doan extending the lead back to 11. It was 66-60. And it was 68-62. And then Doan stretched it out with five unanswered. And Dort College has never fully recovered since. O'Donnell loses it. Picked up by Franken. Franken will fire a three. It's short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Doan. Chase Stone. Pass deflected, taken back by Dort College, and Franken, bucket, good. Franken from the left side of the lane with a two-point basket off the steal, and the Dort College defenders trail 79-69. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders with 2:09 remaining in regulation. Back with more in a moment. We resume play. Doan College inbounding the basketball. Dort College tapped the first inbounds attempt away. Doan now inbounding, and they can't move the baseline. They get it inbounded to Keel, and Keel is fouled immediately. Keel, a 69% free throw shooter, and a technical foul called against Nate Keel. And I believe that's number four on Keel. So I believe we will shoot the technical fouls first. Dalton Franken will shoot two. So you shoot the technical foul free throws first, and then you're going to walk to the other end and shoot the foul shots for Nate Keel. Dalton Franken to shoot a pair. Two teams that are desperate to get a win here this afternoon. Doan with a 10-point lead. Free throw by Franken is up and good. Dalton Franken with 16. Another free throw on the way for Franken. And that one's up and through as well. So Franken makes both free throws. Sampson will check into the ballgame along with Winterfeld. Keel will be shooting free throws when we resume play. So Dalton Franken with 7 points in the just last couple of minutes. Wasn't that long ago when I said he scored his first points of the second half. Nate Keel. We'll go to the free throw line.
Tell the book!
Dort fouls on number 11, Chad Brunsting. Third personal foul, 10th team foul.
Chandler Brunsting whistled for his third personal foul. And going to the free throw line will be Keel to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and through. Another one on the way. 12 points now for Keel. Three in the first half, nine in the second half for Nate. 6'7 senior. Trying to help fend off this Dort College rally. And he does so for the time being with a pair of made free throws. We've still got 2:06 remaining. Keel now 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Franken gets the pass. He drives in right-hand side. Shot no good. Rebound Keel. Keel comes back. Gets it away to Stone. Stone to Zuhl. Zuhl in the backcourt. And Zuhl is fouled on the play by O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the personal. That's number 3 on him. And going to the free throw line will be Zuhl. Zuhl with 7 points thus far today. Free throw by the righty is up and good. Brunsting is back in. Checking out will be Sampson. And Mike Zuhl. Another free throw for the senior. This one's up and that one's good. So Zuhl makes them both. 3 for 4 all in the second half. He's got 9 points. Defenders come back the other way. Terpstra, three-pointer, is good. Alex Terpstra from the right wing knocks down a triple, and the Dort College defenders trail 83 274. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the Haddock Center, Crete, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Some other games in the conference going down to the wire. Doan has the basketball on the backcourt, and they say that Nate Keel was fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting whistled for his fourth. Northwestern victorious over Concordia earlier today, 93-89. That one's over. Hastings is down in their game with Dakota Wesleyan, 88-87, so that one's down to the wire. Free throw by Keel is up and good. Nate Keel makes a free throw and stretches it to 10 again, 84-74. 1:41 remaining in regulation. Doan has been able to withstand the Dort College rallies. Dort College had it down to 6 on a couple different occasions here in the second half. But right now, Dort College trails Doan by 11, 85-74. Bringing the basketball up is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Franken, Franken, ball fake, drives in right-hand side, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. Franken is fouled on the play. Foul is going to come on the rebound, and I believe it came before the shot. So Franken will shoot a 1-and-1. So the one game that is unaccounted for yet is Midland and Briar Cliff. Dort College trying to rally. And the front end of the 1-and-1 is missed. Doan with the basketball. And a foul called from behind on Andrew O'Donnell. And it appears to me that the comeback attempt is going to fall short unless something very peculiar happens here over the final 1:27. Free throws on the way for Doan and Chase Stone. Stone will go to the free throw line. O'Donnell has just fouled out of the contest. Barkman checks out as well. So O'Donnell fouls out with 12 points, 8 in the second half. First free throw missed by Stone. He's got another one on the way. Right-handed shot is up and through. So Stone makes 1 of 2. He's got 15 in the second half, 20 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 86-74. Pass goes inside to Sampson, and Sampson is pushed from behind by Nate Keel, and Keel fouls out of the contest. Nate Keel will foul out of the game with 14 points here this afternoon, slash this evening. And the Doan Tigers will check a new player in, and that is number 20, Riley Zimmerman. So Leighton Sampson shooting 2. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. And Dort College struggling right now from the free throw line. And some of that can be fatigue towards the end of the ballgame. Dort College only playing 8 people today. And in all honesty, it was more like 6 or 7. Pretty dejected group right now on the Dort College bench. Don't think anybody anticipated 0-6 in the conference at this point, but that's what they're staring at right now. Sampson makes 1 of 2 free throws. He's got 14, and the defenders trail 86-75. Doan uses a timeout as they have trouble getting the ball inbounded. They've got one timeout remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan calls a timeout. They get the ball back now, inbounding length of the floor in front of them. Stone gets the ball inbounded, gets out of the trap, and he steps on the sideline out of bounds, and the Dort College defenders down by 11. We'll check Leighton Sampson back into the game. Chad Barkema will check out. So Dort College is down 11, 86-75. Inbounding is Franken. Franken to Terpstra. Terpstra catches, thought about the three, takes one dribble to his left. Shot is blocked. And the rebound cleared by Doan, and a foul called. Riley Zimmerman will go to the free throw line now to shoot two free throws.
Two shots for number 20, Riley Zimmerman.
11 field goals for Doan in the second half. Chase Stone, four threes. He had three of those in about the span of, I would say, less than a minute. So really most of the scoring for Doan here in the second half, their ability to get to the free throw line and knock down those free throws. Leighton Sampson called for his fourth personal on that play. Riley Zimmerman makes both free throws. He's got 11. And the defenders trail 88-75. Three-pointer by the defenders off the mark, no good. Saved in by Brunsting. Gets it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Terpstra. Terpstra drives in with the right hand. His layup attempt, no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds by Franken. And it certainly would appear to me the Doan College Tigers are going to survive this one this afternoon and get their second win of the conference season. For Dort College, they're still in Coach Ross Dalma's words, trying to kick the door down. And it has been a tough go of it. Ball is inbounded. Alex Terpstra commits an immediate foul. And Terpstra is going to foul out of the contest on that play. So free throws on the way for Doan. Quinn Connor shooting two. I'm guessing some of those other contests have now gone final in the conference. Midland loses to Briarcliff 84-66. Dakota Wesleyan squeaks another one out. 89-87, they beat Hastings on the road. So another free throw on the way. First one was off the mark. Second one off the mark. It's still 88-75. Franken into the front court. Dalton going to the rim. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. He's got 19 tonight. And the defenders trail 88-77. So all of the GPAC scores other than this one are in. Dakota Wesleyan beats Hastings 89-87. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort. That's their last one. 44 seconds remaining. Briarcliff defeats Midland 84-66. Northwestern over Concordia 93-89. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Family, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Ball is inbounded. Doan with the basketball in the backcourt. Zuhl guarded by Brunsting, and a charging foul called on Zuhl. Mike Zuhl whistled for the charge, his third. Dort College will inbound the basketball. So Danny Voss checked in. Now he checks back out. Throwing it in is Franken. Franken trying to find Sampson, and the ball is kicked away in front of the Dort College bench. It's an 11-point game, 40 seconds remaining. Franken again inbounding in front of the Dort College bench. Gets it in to Sampson, and it's kicked again by the Doan College defender. Reed Williams, who's defending the inbounds pass, kicks it away. Franken looking. Gets the ball inbounded to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld, Sampson trying to pass it, and it's deflected, tipped away, and Doan comes up with it. And the Doan College Tigers are fouled on the other end. Danny Voss will check back into the game for Dort College. Sampson will check out. So Sampson falls out of the contest with 14 points. First free throw is up and good for Zimmerman. Zimmerman with 12. And another one on the way for the Tigers and Zimmerman. Zimmerman with 13. 4 of 4 in the second half from the free throw line. It's 90-77. Brunsting goes to a spin move, and he gets called for traveling. Going to be a lot of turnovers on Dort College when this one's all said and done. 29.4 seconds remaining. Doan with a Baker's Dozen lead. Zuhl gets the ball inbounded. He'll shed the defensive pressure, and now a foul called on Dalton Frank, and as he's running hip on hip with him. And Zuhl will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. This game approaching 2 hours old. Second half has taken a very long time, it feels. I'm going to guess the second half is about 50 minutes old at this point. First free throw by Zuhl is up and good. Going to be around 60 free throws shot between these two teams when it's all said and done as well, and that's part of the reason for the halting pace. Zuhl makes both free throws, 92-77. Zuhl now 5 of 6 in the second half. Dort College basketball, Brunsting. Brunsting has it hacked away from his grasp, out of bounds. Kicked out of bounds by the Doan Tigers. 16.8 seconds remaining. A 92-77 lead for the Tigers. Brunsting throws over the top, finds Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Long three is off the mark, no good. Doan saves it in, and the Tigers have it. Tigers in the backcourt. Stone will bring it up, and that's how it's going to end. Doan 92, Dort College 77. Doan improves to 9-7 overall, 2-4 in the conference. Dort College defenders fall to 6-9 and 0-6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of tonight's conference basketball contest right after this. Tough one today for the Dort College defender men's basketball team as the defenders battle, but come up short in this one and really one that Dort College was never in control of. Dort fell behind 10-4. Battled back to within 3 at 13-10. It was 48-38 at the half after Dort College had narrowed the gap down to 3 at 37-34. In the second half, Doan gradually built the lead up to 8, 52-44. And took their first double-digit lead of the ballgame at 66-56. Back-to-back buckets put Dort College within 6 at 66-60. And it was 68-62 when Doan knocked down a three-point basket and then got two free throws on a technical foul. That was a five-point swing. And suddenly the six-point lead was back to 11. And Dort College never closer than 7 the rest of the way as they fall by the eventual 15-point difference, 92-77. The defenders were led today by Dalton Franken's 19 points. Dort College, 29 of 69 from the floor for 42%, 3 for 14 on 3, 16 for 23 on free throws. Doan College, 26 of 53 shooting, 11 of 25 on 3s, 29 of 32 from the free throw line. 55 free throws shot between the two teams. Doan, 22 turnovers. Dort College, 14 turnovers. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room, and Coach Dalma, game today where felt like you were right on the brink of being right in it and challenging, and you kept it relatively close but never in control of this one, it felt. You never got that run together that you typically need to feel like you're in control of a basketball game.
No, we were playing from behind the entire way, Mike, and I thought, you know, we really did, I thought, fight hard and play pretty hard. You know, most of the time, free-throw line was obviously a problem for us. You know, they got there a little more often, and they converted at a really high rate. And we couldn't get there, you know, as much as we need to, especially when you're playing on the road. And then the rebounding was was an issue for us, too. I really thought that we needed to come here and be able to do a lot of things on the offensive glass. I thought we had some advantages, and, you know, we showed some glimpses there where we were able to, but, you know, just weren't able to sustain things. And I think that's really what has been the crux of our problem, is that we just don't sustain things long enough. We demonstrate that we can do things well in short spurts, but to be good, you got to be able to stretch that stuff out, whether it's offense or defense, whether it's taking care of the ball, rebounding the ball, shooting percentages, shots, you know, high percentage shots. Those are the types of things that we do well in spurts, but we don't do well long enough. And until we do, you know, we're going to keep having these frustrations.
You went to a pressuring defense in the second half, and that's something that this team can do for a short period of time, but that is not a long-term successful recipe for your team simply because you don't have enough players to do it right now. But for a short period of time, it gave Doan some trouble.
It did. You know, we were good in it. I thought we had some guys that were active in it. Also gets us playing with a lot more energy and intensity, which is good. And you throw in another player, you know, like an Alec in that thing, and you can hit some shots off a turnover, and it looks a lot better. But it is not a 40-minute thing, for sure. As you mentioned, it's a thing that you can use in short spurts, and it gave us some mileage here today.
What do you do moving forward for this coming week? I mean, obviously, and I said it on the broadcast, 0-6 is obviously not where you wanted to be in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's stating the obvious. What do you do moving forward when you get back to it on Monday with exams and Concordia looming in 6 days?
So what we'll do is we'll practice on Monday. Tuesday, we'll take Wednesday off because we had a lot of guys who were taking exams that day. Come back on Thursday, do a walkthrough on Friday, and give Concordia our best effort. You know, as coaching staff, we have no qualms with how we practice. I think we give great effort. We just don't sustain things long enough, as I alluded to a few moments ago. So when we come back and practice next week, there'll be good practices. Obviously, the focus next week is doing well in our exams. Now, that's something that obviously we take a lot of pride in with our team, as evidenced with the GPA being the top one in the nation a year ago. And so we schedule our practices around exams and take a day off in there and really push the guys to finish the semester strong, because it has a lot of implications, of course, with these guys in terms of their marketability and also the fact that it's a great life skill. You know, you got to be able to finish things that you start and finish well. And so that's what we'll try to impress upon them here today and look for in the next 4 days when we take our exams and give Concordia our best.
One final note, Layton Sampson goes over 1,000 career points today, second active member for the Defenders with 1,000 points. Obviously, he's done a lot of good things during his career, his 2-plus years here at Door College.
He has. You know, Mike, he's a very gifted player offensively, and he's earned a lot of playing time in 2.5 years. For him and Dalton to both be over the 1,000-point mark before Christmas of their junior year, you know, shows a lot for those guys. And very happy for Layton. I think Layton is learning here the last couple of weeks to play through some discomfort with some injuries there, and so that's some growth there on his part, which is really good to see. And I think a guy like him would really benefit from a Christmas break that's coming up.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping
by. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a look at the numbers. We were getting to those, and then Coach came up, so we wanted to get him taken care of and send him on his way. Gave you the shooting totals. Here are the point totals. Dalton Frank at 19 points. Layton Sampson at 14. Andrew O'Donnell chipped in with 12. 8 points each for Marcus Winterfeld and Alex Terpstra. 6 each for Chad Barkema and Chandler Brunsting. Josh Van Langen off of the bench for 4. For the Doan Tigers, Chase Stone, 20 points in 38 minutes of play. He was 5 of 8 on 3-pointers. 16 points for Nate Keel to go with 9 rebounds. 13 points for Riley Zimmerman. 12 for Mike Zuhl. 5 for Reed Williams. 5 for Connor Long. 11 for Lord Aka. And 10 for Quinn Connor. Rebounding, Marcus Winterfeld had 8 for the Defenders, 5 each for Brunsting and Frank, and 4 for Josh Van Langen. For Doan, 9 rebounds for Nate Keel, and he was also 10 of 10 from the free throw line. 8 rebounds for Riley Zimmerman, 7 for Quinn Connor, 4 for Chase Stone. 3 assists for Dalton Frank and 4 assists for Andrew O'Donnell. 3 steals each for Samson O'Donnell and Terpstra for the defenders in the loss. For the Doan Tigers, 3 steals for Lord Aka. And Nate Keel had 5 assists along with Mike Zuhl. Once again, our final score, Doan defeats Dort College 92-77. We can now pencil things in for the GPAC standings at the moment. Northwestern was a winner over Concordia 93-89. Northwestern is now 7-0. Concordia falls to 2-5. Doan College defeats Dort College, so Doan goes to 2-4. Dort College slips to 0-6. Briar Cliff beats Midland on the road. Briar Cliff now 4-2. Midland is 3-2. And Dakota Wesleyan holds off Hastings 89-87. Dakota Wesleyan is now 6-1. Hastings falls to 3-3. At this point, the standings look like this. Northwestern is 7-0. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-1. Briar Cliff is 4-2. Midland is 3-2 along with Morningside. Hastings is 3-3. Doan 2-4. Concordia 2-5. Dort 0-6. Mount Marty is 0-5. They did not play today. That will do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball from Crete, Nebraska. Once again, our final scores in women's play, it was Doan defeating Dort 73-59, and in men's basketball, Doan defeats Dort 92-77. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker.